Like you go there, there's a printed schedule. It tells you where you're supposed to go. On the walls, there's signage pointing to different places where you're supposed to go. There's actually a sign on the door of the hospitality suite that has like, you know, this is the hospitality suite. There's a sign on the broadcast studio thing. There's signage outside of the broadcast studios. It's like, it's a very well organized event. And this is what I wanted to say, because I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking to yourself, hey, Daniel, you're just like patting yourself on the back, aren't you? No, I have nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Not a thing.
This comes down to Big Fatty, right? Big Fatty, months ahead of time, hey, you need to get this locked down. You need to get this locked down. You know, it's like, because he gets all of these things done, right? And you do not realize how awesome Big Fatty is at doing these things until you go to a bad event.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a very well-organized event.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2575 of the BFO for Monday the 11th of December 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, oopsies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your oopsies today. Big Fatty, we're not oopsies. You're oopsie. It's true, y'all. I've got an oopsie, Big Fatty, which rhymes with poopsie, but I didn't poop. But y'all, I've got an oopsie, and we need to get that corrected right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, since I am technically recording this on Sunday, it's really not an oopsie, but you're not hearing it until Monday. And y'all, on Sunday, I forgot on Friday to mention that we had a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. Y'all, it is none other than that Kingsley. Ah, Big Baby, we love Kingsley. How could you forget him? I don't know. But y'all, Sunday was dear Kingsley's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's come to the Pride 48 before out there in Las Vegas. And y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. Yes, Big Daddy, but he's one of those quiet ones. You got to watch out for them. It's true. You got to watch out for the quiet ones. But anyway, y'all, in addition to Kingsley's birthday yesterday on Sunday, y'all, today, the 11th Monday, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, it's a veritable zoo of birthdays today. The first, he is up there in the Washington state. I don't recall where in Washington state, but y'all, he's the other half of he and Piglet. Y'all, it is that Pooh Bear. Big Fatty, does Pooh Bear still listen? I don't know. But y'all, the Pooh Bear out there in the Washington state. And y'all, the other one is a veritable giraffe, if you will. Y'all, he's one of the co-hosts of the pod, is my co-pilot. A little show, it is none other than Rodan. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Pooh Bear, Rodan. It's true. And so, y'all, if you see Kingsley on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a belated happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And if you see Pooh Bear or Rodan, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, late or on time, I hope they all got a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
like I said, y'all, let's see, last time I spoke to you was Thursday evening when I recorded the full right show. Y'all, I forgot to tell you, I forgot to give you the heads up that the Great American Baking little show was going to be on the TV machine. Y'all, it's 2 hours. And it's going to be on this week and next week, total of 6 hours, I think. So, y'all, maybe you can go watch it on the demand or something like that to catch up. But, y'all, it was pretty good. It was really pretty good. And then on full right, y'all, old Vader was, y'all, that is a pot roast. I made that Thursday night. No, I didn't. I made it for right night. Old Vader had the day off, and y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine, and y'all, it was Big Fatty's last work day of 2017. In fact, y'all, today the 11th, y'all, it is exactly 200 days until Big Fatty retires. Big Fatty, can it not come a little faster? No. But on Sunday, Kingsley's birthday, y'all, it was the 3-year anniversarium of Big Fatty having the closing on the villa here. So, Big Fatty, where has the time gone? I don't know, but 3 years ago, I had the closing on the villa, and it became Big Fatty's villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I was, I got home from the coal mine, and y'all, I got in and got settled and everything. Y'all, it was cold and rainy Thursday and Friday and Saturday also, so I did not get in my nipple walks, and I was missing those. Yes, Big Fatty. I got home and got settled in, and y'all, I was checking the dating apps, and y'all, I had a message. I had a message, it was from one of my favorite flight attendants, Big Fatty. By the way, y'all, you know, the day that Australia approved the same-sex marriage, and Straight Bob sent the message, I hope you got frequent flyer points, or you signed up for the frequent flyer program. Y'all, I thought he was proposing to me. Big Fatty, of course not. He's got better sense than that. Y'all, that was the night that one of my other favorite flight attendants was in town, and he was making a reference to that. But y'all, one of my other favorite flight attendants was in town for right day. So later Friday night, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, okay. This flight attendant, y'all, normally his airline puts him up out here near the Aeropuerto, Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, Puerto. And but y'all, they put him downtown at the fancy schmancy hotel downtown. And so y'all had to get out in that cold, rainy weather. And y'all, I didn't know if I was going to have trouble finding parking or anything like that. Y'all got down there in record time. And y'all, he was not quite ready for my arrival, so I just piddled around down in the big fatty. Do they have to mop it up? No. In the lobby and everything, y'all, they had a big setup with a big choo-choo trains and all around a big crematory and all. So y'all, it was kind of interesting to see all the decorations and everything. But anyway, finally went to his room, and y'all, it was just lovely. And there was a little humpity bumpity, and Big Fatty, how about a puppet show? Well, there may have been some puppetry arts, Big Fatty, puppetry arts. Anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. Came home and just, y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, those sheets still need to be washed. And y'all got up Saturday morning. Even though I'm off work and everything, y'all, my body clock just keeps waking me up 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll get out of that routine pretty soon. But anyway, I got up and had my coffee and read the newspaper. Y'all didn't sit on the porch of the villa. Y'all just too cold. Didn't want to catch the death of cold. No, Big Fatty. And y'all, I made me some country ham. Big Fatty, it is not spelled in fact, speaking of country, I had a textimonium from Gay Country West. Yes, Big Fatty, and that's not spelled C. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Big Fatty, gentleman caller music, is that from an old commercial? I said, well, as a matter of fact, it is. He goes, I heard it, and I immediately thought of you because that's the only point of reference I had. So, y'all, I don't know where the hell he heard it. Probably as the eagle. But anyway, so where was I? Oh, you were having country ham. Oh, right, country ham biscuits and red eye gravy. I had a day of sloth. It was a, yes, Big Fatty, you might as well have been in Walnut Hills. A day of sloth. Y'all, I did wash my underpants. Big Fatty, all right, I washed my clothes. Yes, Big Fatty. Didn't wash the sheets yet, though. I figured I'd soil them before the weekend was up. Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. And y'all, then I was on that stick it with a poke. With Gavin and Jim and who else was on there? I think it was old Stinkpot was there and the Haunt Cub. Yes, Big Fatty. Old Stinkpot had a skeleton as his picture. Y'all, he still thinks, yeah, I guess he thinks it's gay grandma. Big Fatty, the old gal has a skeleton with a Santa Claus hat. Well, that's true, I guess. Y'all did not go out. Ended up not going out on Saturday night. You know, the Connections has closed. Yes, Big Fatty, I still think we should play the bagpipes. But anyway, Durwood was invited to some sort of open house thing, and he was going to that, and Granny had what did he have? Big Fatty, I don't know, but I'm sure it was treatable with a medicated salve. Well, I guess. Granny was going out to dinner and drinks with some folks at work. And so, y'all, I just had a nice, quiet, relaxing evening here in the villa. Y'all, I may or may not have gone to bed shortly after Stick It With a Poke was over, and I heard from Granny and Durwood, because, y'all, it was still kind of up in the air when I sat down to do Stick It With a Poke, if we were going to meet up at Dudley Do-Right's or not. But, y'all, it didn't happen. Did not happen. Y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I leave the window cracked here in the villa, in the love chamber, because, y'all, I just sleep wonderfully. And, y'all, by the way, if you're looking for something to put on your crema list, I highly recommend, and Steve the Tater will back me up on this one. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe he can back you up on his little airplane show. Well, I think that airplane crashed. Oh, Big Fatty, I didn't know. But last thing I heard, he was flying on a magic carpet or something. Big Fatty. Steve the Tato backed me up on telling you that a heated mattress pad is just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. I made some of my salted pecans on Saturday. Big Fatty, it wasn't really that much of a day of sloth after all. No, I guess it really wasn't. But I watched the sports ball game and all. Y'all, then on Sunday, it's just been another quiet day. I did get up and what did I do today? Big Fatty, we don't know. Just had a light brufkas. And y'all, I got out around noontime because it was almost 50 degrees. I got out and I went for a nipple walk in the sun, and y'all, it was just lovely. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. Y'all, I tried to call my mother. Oh no, I called my mother on Friday because, you know, over there in Hatlanta, they were getting snow. When I talked to her Friday morning, Big Fatty, did she up Chuck? No. She is just getting a dusting, and y'all, Saturday morning, my brother, who lives probably about 10 minutes, 15 minutes away from where my mother lives, y'all, they got 8 inches of snow. 8 inches. Y'all, this is crippling. Crippling, I tell you. I just called my mother a little while ago didn't get an answer. Y'all, I think she's gone to a crema program at the Methodist Church. They have the band and the choirs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, she had tickets. She was telling me she had tickets for it. And then let's see, what else have I done? Y'all, I'm catching up. I'm catching up on things on the TV machine. What did I catch up on yesterday? What did I catch up on? Y'all, today I'm catching up on the Designated Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it is such a good show. I hope you're watching it. And I don't remember what I caught up on yesterday. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But y'all, I have gotten some more crema cards and packages. But y'all, I'm not going to have time to open them today. But y'all, I've got another card here. I'll just let you know what I'll be opening later this week. There's something here from Gus Chan and Miss Kitty and the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. And I'm guessing this is from Tampa. So, y'all, I'm thinking that might be from the Pot Is My Co-Pilot. Y'all, there's one here from Kingsley. Big Fatty, I'm surprised he sent you something, considering you forgot his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, then there's a package here also. And, y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, that's it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, 2 weeks from today is Crema. Yes, Big Fatty, where's the time gone? So y'all, get your packages in the mail to the villa. Big Fatty, you're a whore. Let's see. I think that's about it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Daniel Bieber from the Dubious Intentions talking about Pride 48. Y'all, Pride 48 tonight, 8 p.m. Be over there in the chat room. And Daniel, what can we expect to hear in the chat room tonight?
It's a very well-organized event.
Oh, it is, and we're going to tell you the dates and the place tonight at 8.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand-new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.